Hello, beautiful people. This is the Michael Slate Show, and I am your guest host, Sansara Taylor. On today's show, we'll be sharing segments from the RNL Revolution Nothing Less show, which airs on YouTube. Let's begin.
Trump is a fascist. He must be removed. Trump is a fascist. He must be removed. Just like a tyrant ousted by the people, he must be removed. 'Cause we're fighting for the immigrants. He must be removed. We're fighting for our trans friends. He must be removed. 'Cause Trump is a fascist. He must be removed. Trump is a fascist. He must be removed. Just like a tyrant ousted by the people, he must be removed. We're fighting for the future. He must be removed. We're fighting for humanity. He must be removed. 'Cause Trump is a fascist. He must be removed. Trump is a fascist. He must be removed. Just like a tyrant ousted by the people, he must be removed.
So take this song up everywhere. Imagine this song being sung in front of DC, in front of the White House, in front of the Supreme Court, in front of all of society, in LA, in front of the National Guard, to actually inspire the millions of decent people who need to drive this regime from power now.
Welcome to the RNL, the Revolution Nothing Less show. My name is Sansara Taylor. I'm very happy to be back in studio today and joined by Annie Day.
Very glad to have you back, Sansara. We open this show with the summer bop, the jam that needs to be blasting out all throughout the streets of this country and that we have to make real. This show, the Revolution Nothing Less show, is about an actual revolution to bring into being a fundamentally different, a far better world based in the new communism, the most radical revolutionary vision that's been developed by Bob Avakian. And you'll be hearing more from Bob Avakian later in today's episode.
So we are filming today at a truly momentous time. The Trump fascist regime's acceleration towards all-out fascist consolidation is advancing. We are just days out from Donald Trump joining the illegal, unjust, unprovoked war of aggression against Iran, dropping massive munitions on that country, violating its sovereignty, bragging about it to the world, and making all kinds of bold claims, many of which are being contested left, right, and center. We'll talk a little bit more about that later. We're also filming in the wake of the Supreme Court saying on its shadow docket that they're giving the green light to Donald Trump to continue to deport migrants to countries all over the world that they have no ties to, without any due process, any recourse in the court of law, and including to countries where they are expected to be tortured. And we're bracing for more Supreme Court decisions to come, including a very, very major decision regarding Trump's attempt to take a sledgehammer to the U.S. Constitution itself by overturning birthright citizenship through the stroke of executive order. The birthright citizenship, which means that if you're born in this country, you are a citizen of this country. So we are in a very high stakes moment on the one hand, and this is just the tip of the iceberg of what the fascist regime is doing, marching ahead with its program. And yet we have also seen in recent days the most powerful, the most massive, and the most beautiful and joyous and righteously furious outpourings of protest against Trump on June 14th, No King's Day protests in thousands of cities and small towns, raising opposition to Trump, saying no kings. And in Washington, D.C., refuse fascism, leading a protest, raising the demand Trump must go now. And these outpourings show the potential, the opposition that exists, the potential to defeat this fascism. And yet, this is a crucial contradiction. This opposition is still largely oriented to opposing Trump, to opposing certain policies of Trump, to slowing him down, but not yet towards defeating this fascism, which means driving this regime from power through mass, nonviolent, sustained protest and resistance. So we're going to start our episode off today by talking with Andy Z. Andy is a host of this show, and he is a leader in the Refuse Fascism movement, about the major plans that Refuse Fascism has for July 1st through the 4th across the country, but focused in Washington, D.C., culminating on July 4th in a protest that will march to the White House and declare our independence from Trump's fascist America in the name of humanity and raise the biggest chant ever heard around the world, Trump must go now. So we'll kick off our episode by talking with Andy Z.
And after that, we're going to hear from Bob Vakian directly. We're going to talk more about this horrific war crime in Iran. And we're going to talk briefly about the hellscape, the system-created hellscape in Gaza. And we're going to talk about what you can do to be part of raising people's sights and sounding the alarm.
All right, so let's go to Annie's interview with Andy Z.
So I'm thrilled to be in the studio, joined again by Andy Z. Andy, welcome back.
I'm glad to be back, and I just want to say how important this show is, particularly in a time like this.
And exactly, the time like this is what we're going to get into. So Refuse Fascism has called for a national day of protest on July 4th under the slogan, "In the name of humanity, we declare our independence from Trump's fascist America. The Trump fascist regime must go now." In D.C., in L.A., across the country on July 4th, and in the days in D.C., in the days leading up to July 4th, there are several days of action called, but all building towards a march to the White House in D.C. on July 4th for what the website says will be the biggest chant heard around the world, Trump must go now. So on July 4th, rather than a barbecue, rather than a day at the beach with family, why should people be in the streets in protest?
Well, the short answer is because we're at a very pivotal point, a point where things could go one way or the other. There was, you know, somewhere almost 5 million people were out in the streets on the 14th of June. What happens with that? How does that get built on? Because we're in a moment when history is moving very, very fast. Very fast. Big changes happen by the day. And whether or not we seize this time, this holiday, is going to really matter for the future. That's what's at stake here. You know, Independence Day, that's July 4th, Independence Day, the U.S. colonies declared independence from the sovereign king of England. But let's look at what a fascist regime is. Okay? Trump just unilaterally, without seeking approval from Congress, in violation of international law, just bombed a sovereign country, a country that's an independent country in Iran. Whatever the situation is with Iran, it's a reactionary Islamic fundamentalist regime. We on this show and in our movement stand with the people of Iran, and especially the women of Iran, in standing up to that regime. But this, the U.S. and their client attack dog Israel had no right to go after this. And now he's strutting around like a peacock, it's very, very ominous. There's tremendous cost in what he did. And however temporarily there may be a ceasefire right now, this is going to redound back on the people of the world in the Mideast. It's a game-changing thing, and it's not a good thing. He's sending the military into cities in this country to suppress dissent. He's sending Gestapo-like agents who are disguised into cities, grabbing people up off the streets. We're going to get into this. So it really matters right now whether or not the strength that we saw in the streets on the 14th of June is maximized every week, and especially on a holiday like this, people need to be out. I want to get into this further as we go along, but the stakes couldn't be higher.
So then what do you say to people who say, okay, yes, I agree with you. I feel you. I hate it. It's fascism. I agree. Therefore what?
Therefore you have to act. You have to have a, first off, you know, when we did this protest on the 14th in Washington, D.C., almost the entire anti-Trump movement was saying, don't do this, don't do this. And one of our members of the Refuse Fascism chapter in Washington, D.C., from a country in Central America, he got like 40 messages that day that said, don't do this, don't do this. He said, you may not feel what's happening to people's lives, but I feel it. I'm going out. And maybe 1,000 or 2,000 people came out. And I think a lot of us have watched this video of a 48-year-old gardener at IHOP, of all places. And these ICE people roll down the street, you know, with ski masks on in the sweltering heat, grab this man up, throw him to the ground, punch him in the face. This is a guy who's been here for 3 decades, 3 sons, all in the U.S. military. Now, we have our criticism of the U.S. military, but just get a sense of what kind of people are being taken down by this regime. But this is just the icing on the cake. See, you know, one of the things about fascism and how it comes into being is they create an enemy and they target it first. It's a very famous quote from Pastor Niemöller, who went along with the fascism in Germany. He's the head of a very large church. You know, and he had a poem. First they came for the communists and I wasn't a communist and I didn't speak up. Then they came for the socialists and then they came for the Jews and I wasn't a Jew, so I didn't speak up. On down the line to the point where they came for me and there was no one left to speak up. Well, first they're coming for the immigrants. Stand aside from that and you're on the way to a living hell for the people of this country and the people of the world. There's that cost. You're a trans person, suddenly you don't exist anymore. This is serious business. I said I wanted to make, or maybe I didn't say, mm-hmm. but I wanted to make 2 points about this. So one, there's a question of why should people come out? Because you care about what's happening to humanity here and around the world. You care about the people in Iran. You care about the people in Gaza. And you look at the complicity and the direction and now the actual active involvement of your government dropping 12 of the most powerful weapons that exist outside of nuclear weapons? Come on, people, this is some serious business. But here's the other side of that. I said we're, in the beginning, we're at a pivotal point. Well, let's just think about it this way. You're in a basketball game, a football game, soccer game, known as football elsewhere. And somehow the team, it's the playoffs, it's a lot at stake. So you come out in the first quarter and this team is playing hard. They're coming at you from all directions, like the Trump regime came right at the people in all directions. Now it's the end of the first quarter and you are down by a lot of points. Basketball, you're down 40 to 10. So you regroup. You sat out the first quarter and you come out the way the people came out on June 14th, 5 million people, and you got back in the game. You got back in the game. Well, what does the other team do now? They regroup and they come at you even harder and they switch things up. They switch things up. Now you got a situation where Trump just waged this war and all kinds of people who should be opposing the regime are saying, well, you know, as the former Secretary of State said something like, Trump made a mistake doing this, but I hope he succeeds. You know, what the are you kidding me? And they look, the Democratic Party leadership all is behind this. They, you know, and so here we are, 5 million people in the street, even if it was only 3 million, but whatever it was, there were millions of people out in the country. Now what? We have to stop this. And here on July 4th, there's an opportunity to do that. You know, there's a lot of people in Refuse Fascism who believe deeply in the principles of this country, such as they understand them. There are people like myself and Sansara Taylor who see that the problems we face are exactly and precisely in the system we live under, including the political system, is not have any of the kind of big arms to change the world in the interests of humanity, the way the world that we're fighting for has, and the Constitution for the New Socialist Republic written by Bob Vivekan. But we're all coming together, and we are saying on July 4th that in the name of humanity, we are going to declare our independence from a Trump fascist America. We agree on that. We don't want to be part of a Trump fascist America, but that means we have to do something. Yeah. And it's not we refuse fascism. It's we, the 5 million people who stood up. And there should be all kinds of protests around all kinds of things, but all with a single objective. And what it means to say, and it's a metaphor, okay? The biggest chant ever is that, and we should get into this, the biggest chant ever means that the people of this country, the decent people of this country, are going to stand up and we are going to get on the road to continual, sustained struggle to make it impossible for this regime to carry out their fascist program and to demand that Trump must go now. So we should get in further into this because it matters.
So this is where I want to go because, okay, the analogy of a basketball game is a good one, except now in the version of our game, the opposing team has kidnapped the referee. Instead of playing by the rules, they're beating the shit out of our players. So we can't just sort of keep playing the game as if the same old rules apply. We have to call the people out of the stands. So what does it mean to make... You know, this demand that the Trump regime must go now is not an aspiration. What does it mean to make that real?
Well, I think you have to go at this also from the sense of what is it we're facing and then what's it going to take? What we're facing is fascism. Fascism is a different form of rule. It's a form of rule that's openly, blatantly terroristic, actually, mm-hmm. the use of force. This is terrorism that's going on in the communities. That's why I referred to that gardener. And this is multiplied, as I said, by 3,000 people a week. This is huge. It's absolutely in violation of the rule of law. That's your point about capturing the referee. And there's no checks on this anymore. Fascism has momentum, which means it continually moves. Trump doesn't sit still. He doesn't have any regard for the truth. He doesn't have any regard for anything other than advancing this fascist agenda of white supremacy, male supremacy, hatred of foreigners, all to cement an America first, which really means going back to an America pre-Civil War mm-hmm. in the form that it would take today in the modern day. It wouldn't literally be chattel slavery, but it would be objectively that kind of rule that existed in the Confederacy and actually throughout the country. So we have to get hold of this because it has direction, which is that we are not that far away from a situation where this form of rule does get codified. What does that mean? It means it gets established not just by habit the way the Supreme Court is doing, where you accept these changes drip by drip by drip, and then all of a sudden the water is boiling and you're a cooked frog or a cooked chicken, whatever it is. That's what's happening. It has direction to get to a place where it would become extremely difficult under very, very suppressed and repressive conditions to be able to stop it. That's what it means. It has directions. That's what it means when refused fascism says it can become too late. And we are closer to becoming too late than most people are even paying attention to. But here's the thing. 5 million people came out.
Yeah.
They said they don't want to live under this. What are we going to do about this? Well, we have to have a different kind of struggle, which I'll get into next if you'd like to go there.
Yeah.
But I think that's important that there is a way to stop this. And so we should talk about what it is and what it isn't and what's at stake.
Yeah. Why don't you go there? Because I think people are hungry to hear that.
Okay. Well, this struggle has to continue. It has to pick up the pace. People say, well, we should prepare for the long haul. I don't know what you're talking about when you say that, when you're facing fascist momentum. Right. Because I think a lot of people who say the long haul are thinking it's only 2 years till the midterm elections. I'm going to tell you now, and I bet a lot of money on it, but that 2027 is too late to have a new Congress. Is that right? 2027?
Yeah. Yes.
Right. That's what it would be. That's a long way away. I feel, and I think any objective look at how fast this regime is moving shows that they can actually lock down society before then. We need to create a situation where there is continual protest, more and more people. We need to create the kind of political crisis where the regime can't carry out its program. That is what you can see in microcosm in Los Angeles, the way people tried to stop and are still trying to stop ICE. ICE goes someplace and people race out. The police here are complaining that they don't know if it's people impersonating ICE or ICE and it's impeding police work and all this kind of stuff. So this is a good thing that people are getting out there in opposition to ICE, but it has to grow. It has to grow and it has to have the demand that this whole program is stopped, defeated, and that Trump is gone. If it doesn't have that, he's going to keep moving. They're going to fight here. They're going to fight there. They're going to go after, they'll let up in one city and go after another city. They'll go after immigrants. Now they're going to go after the gang warfare in Chicago or whatever else. You have to understand this is what is actually happening. And there is a way to defeat it. The way to defeat it is for massive protests that directly and targets the regime politically that says, we do not accept your fascist America. In the name of humanity, we refuse to accept a fascist America. And on the 4th of July, we're going to declare our independence from that fascist America. We can declare it all we want, but if we don't back it up with millions of people getting involved in a continual way, that maybe there won't be millions out on the 4th of July, but there need to be tens of thousands looking forward to a day after day protest and to the 17th, which is being put forward by Indivisible and other organizations. In fact, the organization that first called this before Indivisible, a day honoring John Lewis's statement, go make some good trouble. So that's what we have to do. We have to make good trouble. Mm-hmm. And the good trouble has to be massive, nonviolent protest that impedes their ability to do this, including on the big stage, politically. That's why we're doing 4 days in Washington, D.C. There can be no celebration of the 4th of July when what you're going to be celebrating this year, is the establishment of a fascist America. It was great the day after to say Trump's parade was really pitiful. I was in Washington at that time. It was pitiful. It was a major egg on the face defeat for him. And the people's side had 5 million people in it. But I tell you something, Trump has something you don't have. He's president.
Yeah.
He has both houses of Congress. He has the Supreme Court. He has most of the state houses in the country. He has the Army, ICE, the Secret Service, the FBI. He has state power. That counts for something. But the people actually have the power to stop this, but they don't really know it. And we should feel good when we come out the way we did after the 14th, but feeling good is not winning the game. Go back to the question you asked. So now it's the third quarter. We got back in the game. Now's the time to accelerate whatever was working for us and whatever was impeding the opposition. We have to actually double down on it, triple down on it. That's what he does. And he's doing it because for both sides require a great deal of audacity. We have to really rise to this moment. This is not a normal situation. This is the cementing into place of a different form of rule with catastrophic implications for humanity. And that's what people need to understand. They need to act now. And they need to be out there on the 4th of July. They need to be out there every time these people show their faces and try to do something, whether it's a town hall meeting or a meeting of Congress or a decision at the Supreme Court. You need to be there in massive numbers and impede their ability to carry this out. Getting to the point through this summer and into the early fall where they can no longer govern, they're completely discredited, and then there becomes the means to be able to remove him from office.
Yeah, I think the only thing I want to add is the way that what you're describing, that vision, how that can impact and crack apart the institutions of this system. And you see the cracks right now, but the question is, are they going to be forced only to respond to the fascists, which is right now setting the terms and on the offense, or are they going to respond to a force of the people ourselves going on the offense, exactly how you're describing, with this demand and insisting that that be made real?
I think it's very critical that we understand that the people do have the power to sharpen up those divisions in the institutions, to have some people who are acting with timidity and no conscience at all, to act with a conscience. That's on us. It starts at the bottom. It starts from the bottom up in this case right now, because that's the kind of society we're in. And that needs to accelerate in a variety of creative ways, with people with all different kinds of views joining in a single struggle to drive out this regime, to not let them consolidate fascism. And that's a positive message.
Yeah.
So I that's my last point. I know I'm
yeah,
but
yeah, yeah.
So this is very positive. Exactly what the what the shape of a new world would look like. But I'll tell you this, if we defeat this regime and they're driven from power, a lot of things are going to become possible. Here on the RNL Revolution Nothing Less show, we see the possibility, might be a long shot, but the possibility of a radically different world, a revolution through a revolution to bring about a radically new society. Other people see other solutions, but things will open up and there'll be a new process that sets into motion where the people have initiative. That initiative can be suffocated and choked off by fascism. So this is not a negative, this is not just a negative struggle, it's a positive struggle. And the struggle to defeat this regime is the hope that humanity has right now, which is why that slogan, "In the name of humanity, we refuse to accept a fascist America," is so important. And there's, I would say, hundreds of millions of people around the world rooting for us. And you have to keep them in mind when you make that sacrifice of what you're going to do on the 4th of July to be in the streets of Washington, D.C., rather than at the Maryland shore this year.
Righteous on that. Go to refusefascism.org. People can sign up to be in D.C. to find out protests happening across the country. And if you really can't get to D.C. and you're far away, organize your own protest with these slogans and demand. Andy, I'm so glad you're here in studio, and I'm so glad we're in this fight for humanity. So thank you.
Well, it's really great to be with you and to be with Sansara. People. Let's go. It's on all of us right now.
Go now!
Trump must 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 go now!
We want to go now to an excerpt from the New Year's message from the revolutionary leader, Bob Avakian. 2025, a new year, profound new challenges, and a profoundly positive way forward in the face of very real horror. This message was delivered from Bob Avakian in January of this year, and it provides strategic leadership to understand and act on the juncture we're in, where the whole future of humanity rests, honestly, one way or the other. So you can watch it in full on our channel, but we're going to watch part two and part three of this message.
Point two, this fascism was spawned by this system of capitalism imperialism, a system which by its very nature perpetrates continuing horrors on a level far beyond what even most informed people have been led to believe. At revcom.us, the American Crime Series examines 100 of the massive, unspeakable atrocities committed by the dominant forces in this country from the very beginning and down to today. And through my social media messages, as well as revcom.us and the YouTube RNL Revolution Nothing Less show, there is continuing scientific analysis of the basic nature and dynamics of the system of capitalism imperialism that rules in this country and dominates in the world as a whole. Why this system cannot be reformed but must be thoroughly abolished through an actual revolution. Why this is a rare time when this revolution is not only urgently necessary, but is more possible. How this revolution can lead to a fundamentally different and much better system. And how to go about seizing the time to actually work for this revolution in the face of all the real and continually increasing horrors. The Trump MAGA fascism that is now moving to take power, having arisen out of the soil of this whole system and the whole history of this country, will unleash all this horror more fully and in more blatant ways, while at the same time, the basic nature and dynamics of this system as a whole are subjecting the masses of humanity to terrible suffering, destroying the environment at an accelerating rate, and heightening the danger of all-out war between the U.S. and its rivals in Russia and China, all nuclear-armed imperialist powers. What I have sharply stated before stands out all the more urgently now. We can no longer afford to allow these imperialists to dominate the world and to determine the destiny of humanity. They need to be overthrown as quickly as possible. Point three, there is a whole new way to live with a fundamentally different system. There is no good reason why the world has to be the way it is, with all its very real horrors. There is no good reason why, beyond the massive death and destruction of World War II, in the time since that war ended in 1945, more than 500 million children have needlessly died from starvation and preventable disease, fundamentally because of the way the world, and in particular the poorer countries in the world, have been dominated by capitalism imperialism, with the USA the number one imperialist predator. There is no good reason why anyone, anywhere in the world, should go hungry or be without decent housing, health care, and other basic necessities, or live in constant fear of going without these necessities. No good reason for the endless wars and accelerating destruction of the environment for which this system is fundamentally responsible. No good reason why the dominant culture and ways of thinking should serve to reinforce murderously oppressive relations while drilling into people's heads the ridiculous notion that there is no positive alternative to all this. No good reason why the long night continues in which human society has been divided into masters and slaves, and the masses of humanity have been lashed, beaten, raped, slaughtered, shackled, and shrouded in ignorance and misery. There is no good reason for all this, but there is one basic reason: the fact that the world and the masses of humanity are still forced to exist under the domination of this system of capitalism imperialism. This system is completely absurd, criminally, monstrously absurd, and completely outmoded. Long past its expiration date, past the time when it can lead to anything positive for humanity. And on the contrary, it stands as the direct barrier to the emancipation of humanity from all this madness, atrocity, and unnecessary suffering. The rise of fascism in many other countries, as well as in the U.S. itself, is a glaring sign of the thoroughly outmoded nature of this system and the heightened danger it poses to humanity as a whole. We are now at the point where it is more and more urgently necessary to move beyond this whole monstrous system, beyond a situation where people are forced to struggle just for individual survival, with everyone compelled to be in competition and conflict with others. And the masses of people everywhere are chained down by outmoded oppressive relations, while the future and the very existence of humanity is increasingly endangered. And it is possible now to move beyond all this. A whole different way of living is possible. A whole different way to organize society with a radically different economic foundation and political system, emancipating relations among people and an uplifting culture. All of this oriented to meeting the basic needs and fulfilling the highest interests of the masses of people. This is set forth in both a sweeping and concrete way in the Constitution for the New Socialist Republic in North America, which I have written. Summaries of basic points in this Constitution, shining a light on the truly emancipating way we could be living, are laid out in the Declaration. We need and we demand a whole new way to live, a fundamentally different system. This declaration, as well as the Constitution for the New Socialist Republic in North America, is available at revcom.us. Becoming part of the organized ranks of revolutionaries, taking up the challenge of making this real, joining with the RevCom Corps for the Emancipation of Humanity, working actively and urgently for this revolution, putting our lives on the line, not for ourselves alone, or for a narrow circle or clique, but for the emancipation of humanity. That is something truly worth living for and dedicating your life to.
Again, that was from the New Year's message from Bob Avakian. And there's nothing more real, more positive and inspiring, more hard-hitting than the leadership that Bob Avakian is providing. Again, I encourage people to go watch and spread and read that New Year's message in full. We're just playing an excerpt of it for you today, but this really is the leadership people need to understand what we're facing, why, and in the next part, which we didn't play today, is what's worth sacrificing for. So again, go on Bob Avakian social media, at Bob Avakian Official, or on this channel to watch that in full.
Once again, let me remind you that you are listening to The Michael Slate Show.
Cats like me and you have got lost. But they ain't here to laws outside the laws, as they down by those we don't subscribe to. The world is getting stranger. Something.
Over the weekend, Donald Trump bombed Iran. And since then, he's claiming that he's bullied into place a ceasefire. Now, this situation is complicated, and there is a lot in flux that's developing rapidly. People are debating how much damage was really done to Iran's nuclear program. People are debating whether Trump went about something in the right way or the wrong way, and what he accomplished from the perspective of the interests of the U.S. But here we want to say that all this debate in the mainstream media about this is completely on the wrong terms. What Trump did was a war crime. It was an act of an unprovoked aggression against a sovereign country. So here we want to play a social media clip from Rafael Cadaris. He put it out and events have moved forward since he put this out. But he really hammers at the essentials that everybody has to keep in focus as we strive to understand a rapidly developing situation.
After bombing Iran tonight, bringing the U.S. directly into this war in flagrant violation of international and domestic law, Trump gave this deranged speech.
Our objective was the destruction of Iran's nuclear enrichment capacity and a stop to the nuclear threat posed by the world's number one state sponsor of terror.
Iran doesn't have nuclear weapons. Even Trump's own intelligence agencies said Iran wasn't building a bomb. You know who does have nuclear weapons? Israel and the U.S. And the U.S. has used them on civilians, incinerating hundreds of thousands in Hiroshima and Nagasaki. And since World War II, the U.S. has directly murdered nearly 10 million people in its wars in Korea, Vietnam, Iraq, Afghanistan, and backed the murder of tens of millions more, supporting death squads, dictatorships, proxy wars throughout the world. Tell me again who's the world's number one state sponsor of terror?
For 40 years, Iran has been saying death to America, death to Israel. They have been killing our people, blowing off their arms, blowing off their legs with roadside bombs. That was their specialty. We lost over 1,000 people and hundreds of thousands throughout the Middle East.
Apparently, this lying motherfucker is now trying to blame Iran for what happened in Iraq. Yes, after illegally invading and occupying Iraq, some American troops were killed by roadside bombs. Most of those bombs were planted by Sunni forces, not the Shiite militias backed by Iran. As for hundreds of thousands killed in the Middle East, it's the U.S., not Iran, the U.S. that murdered nearly a million people in Iraq.
This cannot continue. There will be either peace or there will be tragedy for Iran far greater than we have witnessed over the last 8 days. Remember, there are many targets left.
And here we get to the heart of Trump's gangster fascist speech. Do what we say or else. Forget about Iran's sovereignty. Forget about the fact that you're supposed to get congressional approval to start a war. Forget about the danger of escalation, even world war, this poses. It's just raw, destructive power. Again, tell me who's the world's number one state sponsor of terror? As the revolutionary leader Bob Avakian said,
we can no longer afford to allow these imperialists to dominate the world and to determine the destiny of humanity. They need to be overthrown as quickly as possible.
Everyone, everywhere, into the streets. Stop the U.S.-Israeli war of aggression against Iran. The Trump fascist regime must go now.
Again, that was Rafael Cadaris from At the RevComs. We also want to point people to a social media message that was released from Bob Avakian the morning, Saturday morning of this war criminal attack from Trump. And you can go, it's on Bob Avakian's social media, Revolution number 123. Israel insists that genocidal racists should have nuclear weapons, but Iran cannot have any nuclear program, even for peaceful purposes. And that also gets at the underlying logic of this twisted idea that America has the right to go bully and bomb the world.
Yeah, and keeping with the theme of not just looking at the world as an American, but really looking at it from the perspective of global humanity, we're really pleased that we have on our website, revcom.us, a statement from revolutionary communists from Iran, from our comrades from Iran, who are working to provide leadership, a party they're working to provide leadership for a revolution, an emancipating revolution in Iran as part of the project of world emancipation. So you want to read a portion of that.
And you can, like you said, you can read this at revcom.us. It's excerpts from the Communist Party of Iran, Marxist, Leninist, Maoist. To all people of conscience, do not mistakenly raise the rotten flag of the reactionary, medieval-minded Islamic Republic of Iran, even as an expression of solidarity with the people of Iran. For 46 years, This regime has used its brutal police, its military forces to suppress any dissent and crush our people's aspiration for a better society. Now, amid U.S. and Israeli military aggression, it spreads terror in towns and villages and holds political prisoners in vulnerable, defenseless captivity. And I want to interrupt this reading for a second to say that Israel bombed Evin Prison, which is a notorious torture site. And the Islamic Republic of Iran still kept people in helpless captivity. And you can read more if you go to RevCom social media and RevCom.us. We have a statement from the prisoners inside Evin Prison just hours after this vicious bombing. So the statement from the comrades, the Communist Party of Iran, MLM, goes on to say, "The crimes of Israel and the U.S. must never be used to justify support for the Islamic Republic. Such a position only betrays the people of Iran and their hopes for a future free from both imperialism and the reactionary Islamic Republic regime. In the end, that kind of solidarity would benefit Israel and the U.S. Instead, raise the red banners of emancipation." They go on, "We must fight for a radically different way of life for societies with totally new economic foundations, governed by radically transformed political structures and shaped by emancipatory human relations. Societies where meeting the essential needs and fulfilling the greatest hopes of the majority of humanity is the very reason for their being and mode of their existence. Let us march forward in building a broad and growing unity within Iran and internationally against the U.S.-Israeli war of aggression and together fight to create an Iran free from both imperialism and the Islamic Republic. People of the world, they're calling on us. People of the world, join us in achieving this revolutionary vision. Stand shoulder to shoulder with people in Iran in internationalist solidarity." It's a very moving statement. What they're doing is profoundly important for the people of the world. And as people in this country, we have a responsibility to the people of Iran and the people all around the world to fight for the defeat of our own empire.
Iran is a theocracy. That means ruled by religious dark ages, authorities as law. And this is also an important part, a different kind of theocracy, a Christian fascist theocracy, a big part of the Trump fascist program. So here we want to share a clip of 2 days ago was the anniversary of the overturning of abortion rights in this country, the women's fundamental right to control their own bodies, their reproduction, to decide for themselves when and whether to have a child. Here in Los Angeles, some of the RevComs and others led a procession of handmaids calling out the barbarity of this female enslavement, calling out the handmaid's tale, Christian fascist theocratic dimension of Trump fascism. We want to show just a little bit of that footage right now.
Most authoritarian regimes start by either controlling women at the beginning or eventually. So I don't need to educate all of you about Project 2025. But I do think it's important to remind everybody that abortion is not where they're going to start. It's where they start. They're coming for birth control. They're coming for no-fault divorce. They want a surveillance state where we watch what all women are doing with their bodies. Basically, the goal, in my opinion, is to return us to the role of property.
The evangelicals, you all keep saying that God, your God, is pro-life. But if God is pro-life, why does the church keep siding with death? Death of freedom, death of autonomy, death of dignity, death of choice, and sometimes, yes, death of the woman herself.
And I want people to think about how fast forward to today, how much has changed. Where Trump MAGA fascists have set into place bans on abortion in 41 states, with 13 states having a total ban on abortion. And now where today, the Trump regime rescinded guidance that reaffirmed hospitals' obligation under the Emergency Medical Treatment and Labor Act to provide health-saving and life-saving abortion care to patients experiencing medical crises, which could leave women to die. Where women in the South are being put in jail for having miscarriages, being charged with an abuse of a corpse. And just this past week, Adriana Smith, whose picture we have right here, a 31-year-old nurse and black mother's brain-dead body was cut open to extrapolate a baby who had been put in a NICU because her body was already starting to decompose. And she was kept on life support against her family's wishes to be used as an incubator. This system of capitalism and imperialism is completely rotten and illegitimate. And there is no good reason we have to live this way. A whole different way we could be living is possible, based on the Constitution for the new Socialist Republic in North America authored by Babaveke, where abortion would be guaranteed and the rights for women and LGBT people would be provided and safeguarded by this Constitution, where nuclear weapons would be dismantled and abolished. But we need a revolution to get rid of that system. And we in the Rev Com Corps are recruiting for that revolution. If you want to get involved, come talk to me or anyone in the Revolution Nothing Less t-shirts. But whatever perspective you may be coming from, we in the Rev Com Corps stand steadfast and firmly united that we must all stand firmly united around and make real the demand that the Trump fascist regime must go now.
Todas las bombas marchando en Reforma, por todas las morras peleando en Sonora, por las comandantes luchando por Chiapas, por todas las madres buscando en Tijuana. Cantamos sin miedo, pedimos justicia, gritamos por cada desaparecida, que retumbe fuerte, los queremos vidas, que caiga con fuerza el feminicida.
Earlier in today's episode, we heard Babaveke powerfully argue that there is no good reason why the world has to be the way it is with all its very real horrors. And one of the most epic horrors taking place before our eyes is the situation in Gaza. In the 24 hours between Tuesday and Wednesday of this week, Israel slaughtered over 60 people, most of them aid seekers. This is on top of over 55,000 Palestinians killed, including more than 50,000 children killed or injured. But there are likely thousands more dead that are unaccounted for, buried in the rubble. Israel, with the full backing of the U.S., is deliberately blocking almost all aid from coming into the occupied territory, and they've pushed all of Gaza's 2 million people, nearly half of them children, to the edge of starvation. And with the almost total collapse of the water system because of Israeli attacks, children will begin to die of thirst. After blocking all the official aid organizations from operating in Gaza, Israel and the U.S. have now set up these aid stations operated by the so-called Gaza Humanitarian Foundation. This is a bogus foundation, and it was recently thrown together by a Christian fascist fanatic and a longtime Trump backer. These sites provide very meager aid that come nowhere near to what is actually needed. But in one of the sickest phases of this genocide, the scenes of aid distribution have been turned into scenes that have been likened to the Netflix show Squid Game, with the Israeli army spraying gunfire into crowds of people so desperate to survive that they have no choice but to risk death to receive this small amount of food. It's either death by gunfire or death by starvation.
This is Gaza, where people awake before the sun rises for a chance to eat. Unarmed, unfed, and unprotected, these Palestinians are not just looking for food, they are walking into danger. Israel has intensified its attacks on Palestinians near aid distribution centers, locations that should offer relief but have turned into death traps. They were told to come here, but many never made a home. They have been shot, shelled, or trampled in the crowd.
This is a genocide of a whole people, rapidly escalating before the eyes of the whole world. It must be urgently opposed and it must be stopped. Again, there is no good reason for all this. But there is a reason. It is this system of capitalism imperialism. It's not just that the people who run this system are ghouls. It is a ghoulish system. This is not the Israel lobby. It's not caused by human nature. This is caused by the workings of an imperialist system where the U.S. requires Israel as a military bastion in the strategic region of the Middle East, and Israel requires, at this point, and is driven to the ethnic cleansing of the Palestinian people. It is understanding why this is happening and the potential for a whole different way the world could be that Bob Avakian says, we can no longer afford to allow these imperialists to dominate the world and determine the destiny of humanity. They must be overthrown as quickly as possible. And it is a scientific fact that the world does not have to be this way.
And that brings us to the end of another show here at the Michael Slate Show. I'd like to thank Andy Z and everybody at the Revolution Nothing Less Show, my assistant producer, Henry Carson, and all of you for tuning in. And again, check out the RevComs on YouTube at youtube.com/TheRevComs and follow at Bob Avakian Official on all your social media platforms. And remember, the problem is not human nature. It is the nature of the system. Through a real revolution, a better world is possible. My name is Sansara Taylor. I'll talk to you again next week.
Just to hear and to see, none of us are free.